Hi, it's Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon.
And I'm Dave Anderson from the Forest Society. This week on Something Wild, we further demonstrate that nature is everywhere by going inside.
We're going to look at an exhibit of artwork in the Currier Museum of Art by John James Audubon from 175 years ago. So later in life, he wanted to chronicle the
viviparous quadrupeds of North America.
The mammals. Audubon's worldview was quite broad, and he liked to look at wildlife across the continent.
And what we should talk about also is what New Hampshire was like at that time.
What was it like?
Well, we were something like 80% cleared of our original forest by 1840 here in New Hampshire. And so many of these animals that we think of today as woodland creatures were no longer living in New Hampshire.
Or they were struggling.
And Audubon was finding not only those species, but also things out west that nobody on the East Coast had really seen or been familiar with.
So, let's go in and check it out.
Good idea.
Great. From birds to beasts, Audubon's last great adventure. In fact, this was, because during the time he was painting these mammals, he did pass away. So first thing you see looking right at you is John James Audubon in portrait, sitting in the woods.
He's in the woods. He doesn't have a canvas and a palette.
But he does have a rifle.
He has a rifle. So that's telling you that here is the naturalist with the primary tool of his trade before painting, and that is a rifle.
In his day, you had to collect a specimen. You had to have it available to study. You had to be able to look at it from all angles.
So Audubon would have had to hunt these animals or obtain them from hunters and trappers. So it's fitting that he's depicted with a rifle.
We're here with Director of Collections and Exhibitions at the Currier, Andrew Sparr. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Chris. Dave. Welcome to the Currier.
You look at this map of this portion of the West and realize in the 1840s that John James Audubon basically made it to the Montana-North Dakota border, even though those weren't states at that point.
So in 1843, he goes to St. Louis, and then he hops on a steamer, and that travels all the way up to Fort Union, which was one of the furthest western trading posts in the fur trade empire.
It's so interesting that they were harvesting fur in a great howling wilderness, and he was harvesting images of a disappearing frontier. So his harvest was to bring back images of animals that had once lived on the east, and then also these exotic animals from the west.
Even in his own time, you know, some critics said that Audubon, quote, painted human emotions too freely onto nature. At the same time, I think that's what makes some of the images so engaging and made them so engaging at the time and to us today.
Take a look at this for a minute. This picture of the beavers gnawing down this, what actually looks like a dead tree.
Yeah. And this was the coin of the realm for the American West. So Audubon was following the fur trapping trail that had been pioneered originally by Lewis and Clark, but he was interacting with fur trappers. This was their primary quarry.
But by the time John James Audubon was producing this print, these guys were in serious decline. But look at this print, how it emphasizes these wood-cutting teeth that they have. And the webbed feet.
Audubon chose to emphasize webbed feet or claws or teeth or something about the animal that was really distinctive, and he was clearly calling attention, like, you want to take a look at these teeth. Something about either the utility the animal provides as meat or fur, or potentially as a threat to livestock, a varmint to be dispensed with. So there's a lot of value painted into the context that surrounds the animal.
From the Currier Gallery in Manchester, I'm Chris Martin.
And I'm Dave Anderson. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.